from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. More information has been requested from administration at City Hall before council approves a project to make more public washrooms available around Timmins. Maintenance and cleaning are among questions at last night's council meeting, such as from Councillor Steve Black.
I do think it's a concern in terms of washroom accessibility. If we only have a cleaning service that shows up once a day at 2 p.m. or 4 p.m. and something happens in that washroom at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. and then the staff there are forced to lock the washroom.
Black says without that information, he's not comfortable in approving the project. Administrators will also bring back more about the cost involved. The Wintergreen Fund for Conservation is on a public drive to raise money to upgrade the 55 kilometers of non-motorized trails across the city. That includes trails around Hersey and Gillies Lakes. Fundraising committee member Joy Galloway says the goal is $200,000.
As you know, access to the trails continues to be free. We have over 200,000 users annually, and additional funds are required.
60% of the money has already been donated by companies and community groups. The campaign now shifts to individuals donating. 9 suspects involved in a gold heist at Pearson International Airport have now been identified. Police held a news conference today to mark the first anniversary of the theft and said that 2 of the suspects were employed by Air Canada. 19 charges have been laid and Canada-wide warrants have been issued for 3 suspects who haven't been arrested. Investigators say 6,600 gold bars were stolen from Air Canada's cargo facility on the evening of April 17, 2023. Well, it's not all gone yet, but there is visible progress on the demolition of the railway overpass on Algonquin Boulevard at Spruce Street. Go to mytimmonsnow.com and check out the photo showing that the east side of the overpass is no longer there. Work continues on getting rid of the rest of it. That will be followed by leveling the roadway, ending persistent flooding. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at mytimmonsnow.com.